This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We often say, you know, you can't make this stuff up. You can't write this stuff. But Hunter Biden just really didn't make the connection or wasn't aware that somebody named the big guy was getting 10%. Yeah. Remember John Lovitz? Remember on Saturday Night Live, John Lovitz, the pathological liar? Yeah, that's the ticket. I didn't know who the big guy was. I didn't know there was a big guy. Yeah, that's the ticket. All right, welcome everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is hour number four of the program, and we're glad to be here. Glad that you are there. It is Friday, finally. Friday. It's been a great week of broadcasting. We've got a lot of great calls this week. We've got a lot of great direct messages. We've talked to a lot of great people, and we've covered a lot of great territory, and we're going to keep doing it because this is hour number four of the Friday edition, and we are not going to let up, and we're going to continue at warp speed. And again, I loved what Aaron in Denver the other night, Aaron called up and said, yeah, you can keep going at warp speed, basically, as long as the crystals, you know, don't give out. Wonderful, wonderful Star Trek reference right there. All right, folks, once again, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have any questions or comments for our next wonderful guest, of course, Frank Salvato, our good friend from UndergroundUSA.com, and also author of the book Nullification. And we are going to ask Frank this morning about what a judge said about a Texas law because the judge invoked the notion of nullification. But first, of course, let's welcome Frank to the program. Good morning, Frank Salvato.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, there's so much to talk about. And like I said, it's just a lot. We're covering a lot of territory. So we've got a lot to go through. But, you know, I do want to ask you about this judge who's put on hold this new Texas law about arresting migrants, basically, among other things. And the judge did invoke the idea of nullification, saying Texas was somehow nullifying the authority of the federal government. But that's not really the case, though, is it?
No, not really. And he didn't specifically say nullification. That would have to come from the governor and the legislature. A judge can't do that. But it's pretty much in the spirit of it, isn't it?
Well, exactly right. Basically, the judge was talking about Texas would permanently supersede federal directives.
Well, when the federal directives are antithetical to state constitutions, they should, and I'm not saying just ignore them willy-nilly. You got to make a case. You got to make a good case. You've got to bring your facts. You've got to prove it. You've got to do your due diligence. But when the federal government acts unconstitutionally, and that includes abdicating their duty to execute the laws, and remember when you the oath for the President of the United States is to faithfully execute the laws,
right?
You know, with fidelity. When they abdicate their responsibility, the states must take action because their constitutions, the states' constitutions, mandate that they provide safety and security for the citizens of their state.
Indeed. And but when the federal government just abdicates that. You know, this is the reason why they can put razor wire there. They can take a bunch of steps to try to ensure the safety of the Texas citizens, basically.
Texas can do what it believes, what the legislature and the executive branch believe is necessary to safeguard their citizenry. And that includes taking over the duties of the federal government that are not being executed.
Right.
You know, that's just their right because they have a constitution. And we've gone over this several times. 50 states, 50 separate constitutions. It's a compact that creates the federal government. And in that compact is the duty for the federal government to act on laws that have been passed into the federal law book. When they abdicate that, the states have every right to say, well, we know we have to execute under our constitution as well. And if you're not doing it, we're obligated to do so. But the federal government was never supposed to be what it is today, this behemoth, end-all, be-all, giant, centralized government apparatus. That is not the way it's supposed to be in the United States. The federal government is supposed to have the smallest footprint in your life.
Well, indeed. And, of course, you've got Biden and Trump with their dueling border visits. It seems to me that, at the very least, Trump is able to, you know, sort of speak freely about what's happening at the border. He doesn't have to create this notion of how tightly controlled it all is with Joe Biden.
You know, we touched on this in the last time we visited. We've got two records that we can now juxtapose to one another. We've got Trump's policies and his record in office, and we've got Biden's policies and his record in office to date. And as far as immigration and border security is concerned, Trump blows him out of the water. So all Trump has to do is speak the truth. He doesn't have to exaggerate. He doesn't have to name call. He doesn't have to do any of the things that he had to last time because he was unproven. He's proven now. He's much better on border security. So this idea that Biden can go down there and just say, you know, it's Trump's fault. Trump did this, and I'm going to use these policies I found in a piece of paper in a drawer in the Resolute desk. Oh, it says Donald Trump on the top of the page. Well, I'm going to use this policy and get it back in play, and it'll secure the border. What a plagiaristic liar this guy is, and I think the country's had enough.
I think you're right. Absolutely right about that. All right, Frank, stay right there because we're going to come right back. Much more with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and the author of the book Nullification. And also we're going to talk about something Frank has been talking about over at undergroundusa.com, and that is the developments now with Mitch McConnell stepping down, at least in November. Why not right now? I don't know. But anyway, stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We choose truth over facts.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, we are back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through, rocketing through this Friday edition, the Friday morning edition of the program. If you're just waking up, if you're just turning on the radio, if you're just getting your day started, well, we're glad to be here when you wake up and get you started off in the right direction because we are talking with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, also author of the book Nullification. And we've got a lot more ground to cover as we head through this hour. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, you know, Frank, you've got a great article up over there right now, among others, of course, at undergroundusa.com. And it's all about what's happening with Mitch McConnell. As we all know, of course, he announced just recently that he would be stepping down as leader, not out of the Senate at this time, obviously, but just in terms of his leadership role in November. So what do you make of all that?
Well, first off, why can't he do it now?
Yep. Good question.
You know, if his time as leadership is done, then let it be done. You know, if he was going to say I'm not running again, then that would be a November thing. But leadership is a different animal. There's people that can take his place immediately. That said, anybody who thinks someone who just ends leadership and stays in a legislative chamber that they don't have the influence that they had before with the new leader. Boy, yeah, you're not thinking straight. If you think Nancy Pelosi isn't influential with Hakeem Jeffries' leadership in the House just because she's quote unquote a backbencher now, which she's not. She's got seniority, and you know McConnell will as well. if you think they're not going to have influence in the way things go, and they're just a vote now, then you don't understand politics in Washington. But the overarching point of the piece over there, it's the headline, for at least for the weekend, is be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I go back to the days when people were very, very upset and wanted to get rid of a Democrat Senate leader by the name of Tom Daschle. You know, he was a thorn in the side of George W. Bush. Everything that came to the Senate floor, he found a way to either thwart or change or melt down. Everybody said, we must get rid of him. We must get rid of him, either by election or by revolution in the Democrat Party to affect new leadership. And when Daschle lost to John Thune, we got Harry Reid, who yeah. turned out to be one of the most unethical, underhanded people ever to hold the position of Senate Majority Leader. They passed Obamacare in a very, very arcane manner, stuffing it into the shell of a bill to make it, and for all practical purposes, a tax bill, a revenue bill, right. to send back to the House when that's unconstitutional. You know, so Obamacare, and I don't know why Republicans haven't filed lawsuit after lawsuit about this unceasingly, because that law shouldn't be on the books at all. But that challenge didn't come from a man by the name of Mitch McConnell. So who are we going to get next? Is it going to be somebody who's better, somebody who maintains the status quo, or someone who's worse?
Well, is some of this at all, I mean, obviously, maybe McConnell's looking ahead to November, looking at the handwriting on the wall and saying, you know, it's a good chance Donald Trump wins this thing, and he doesn't want to be, you know, working with Donald Trump directly on that. I'm sure that those two probably have no real love lost, I think. But, you know, how does this election, you know, enter into this in terms of who might take his place and who would people would want to take his place?
I know three people who are in contention. It's John Cornyn from Texas, John Thune from South Dakota, and Barrasso. Those are the three people, and they're all in the hierarchy now. They're all McConnellites. They've been in leadership with Mitch McConnell as their leader ever since Mitch McConnell took over. So this is why I'm bringing this point up. Mm-hmm. If you don't want more of the same, then everybody's got to get vocal. And I mean vocal big time. And as much as the offices in the Senate like to say, well, you're not a constituent from Wyoming. The day that they passed the amendment to the Constitution creating the direct election of senators and turned that chamber into a political animal rather than what it was actually meant for, which was to represent the states, they opened the door for public action. So everybody has the right to, every Republican senator should hear from every conservative and Republican and libertarian out there saying, we don't want McConnellism anymore. We don't want this milquetoast, hey, let's figure out how to placate the left so we can all pretend that we get along. We don't get along.
Right.
The Democrat Party is especially the far left of the Democrat Party, which controls it, is neo-fascist in nature.
Well,
you know, so why would we want to cooperate with that?
Well, indeed. There was a time that there seemed to have been a better basis for that. But in terms of stopping McConnellism, it would seem to me that there would have to be a sea change in November. And is this primed at all to be able to do that in terms of can there be a great coattail effect, as it were, change the makeup of the Senate, and if you have a much larger majority, that would work with the President Trump, that kind of thing?
Well, we need a larger majority in the Senate in order to take it back.
Right.
I believe that's one of the reasons Rona McDaniel isn't in her position anymore, or at least won't be after Tuesday. So when you get that larger population of senators, it's easier to reach that 60 vote total that ends filibusters and moves things forward. That said, even with 50, even with 51, leadership change comes from within those 51 people or those 50 people. You know, you've got Ted Cruz, who's been saying for quite a while that McConnell's got to go. You've got Rand Paul, same thing. You've got Mike Lee, same thing. They've been saying this for a while because the leadership is behind the times. Even the younger people like John Thune, who are McConnellites, McConnellism is behind the times. How many times have you heard it said, why don't the Republicans actually punch back?
Right. Yeah, we had a caller earlier basically was saying that. You have to have a much tougher fight, but we never seem to see it.
We don't see it because McConnellism doesn't want it. They're very milquetoast. You know, it's okay, well, let's add stuff so that we can all have something we can agree upon. And as you've seen through the entire tenure of Mitch McConnell, have we ever stopped the spending bill?
No.
But
what about just the animosity about Donald Trump in general? You know, is that's also part of McConnellism, it would seem.
Well, I don't think that enters into the election for leadership, though.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
Well, in terms of getting things done, this kind of thing. We're not going to just, you know, try to, you know, do something that Trump is campaigning on or that Trump is really advocating.
Well, Trump doesn't have a say in the legislative branch when it comes to leadership positions. Now, policy? Absolutely. But when we saw Trump in office before, what was Mitch McConnell doing? Was he helping Trump get his policies enacted? Was he helping get the legislation passed that Trump wanted? Or was he acting like a thorn in the side because of personality?
Right. That's what I'm getting at. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And so, see, that's part and parcel of the problem, because you have people electing a president thinking they're getting a particular direction that we're all going to go in. But then even internally, you have these little, animosities,
what?
You know.
I am so glad you raised that point, because people need to understand this, and I've been saying this ever since the last election. You need to win the Senate and the House. Just because you vote for the president, the legislative branch doesn't change automatically. The president's powers are limited to executing the laws that are passed by the legislature. And that means we need the Senate, and we need a good majority in the House.
Well said. Well said. Frank Salvato, can you stick around, of course, for another segment?
You bet.
Sounds good. All right, folks, stay right there. Friday morning continues. We'll be right back with Frank Salvato. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden and former President Trump both visited the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday. Biden met with local leaders and Border Patrol agents in Brownsville, while Trump held a rally in a border park in Eagle Pass. The House is greenlighting a temporary funding measure to prevent a partial government shutdown Friday night. The bill extends two government funding deadlines to March 8th and March 22nd, granting lawmakers additional time to reach consensus on appropriations bills. The Senate is expected to vote on the legislation before Friday's deadline. The most recent inflation report indicates a 0.4% increase for January, aligning with forecasts. The Federal Reserve is deliberating on whether to initiate interest rate reductions. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell stated last month that he aims to observe further positive data before considering interest rate cuts. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Continues on, my friends out there. This is, of course, the Friday morning edition. Friday and Friday morning edition, all at the same time. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we have been sailing throughout the overnight hours, the wee hours in the morning across America. And we've got some great calls this morning, a lot of great direct messages. You can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. And, of course, also, we're opening up the telephone lines here at the bottom of the hour, 949-822-7959. And, of course, we're talking with Frank Salvato, our good friend from UndergroundUSA.com, and also author of the book Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, you know, we've been talking about a lot of great stuff, and certainly the Mitch McConnell issue is not something that's going to go away, you know, anytime soon in terms of the debate and what's going to happen next. But, you know, one of the things, too, is the Supreme Court has now said that they will evaluate, they'll take up this case about presidential immunity. And if we were to hear anything from the left, which we are, it's almost as if this is a foregone conclusion that Donald Trump will now go into office. He will stay in office forever, and there'll never be democracy anymore. That's basically the thrust of it. What do you think?
You know, I also think the people are very tired out there with the fear porn that's coming out of the left. You know, when you look at the tweets coming out of leadership from the Democrats, on X. I guess that's something you can say. You can tweet on X. I don't know how.
Yeah.
I X'd or whatever. It's always extreme MAGA, extreme MAGA, the extremists in MAGA. It's MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. We're done with their demonization of this stuff, and we're not going to be gaslighted just because they use words they think are going to scare people. Even the middle is tired of the fear porn. You got to run on your record. If you can't run on your record, then don't run. That you're not prepared for any kind of leadership, whether it's backbenching or being in leadership of a party in a chamber. So Donald Trump has one more term. That's the way that goes. You know, Democrats had the last guy who got to have more than one term in FDR, and then an amendment was passed.
Well, exactly. So, yeah.
You know, so the Constitution speaks on that. Trump just can't say, I'm staying in forever. That's not going to happen. Anybody saying that is a blithering idiot. So don't listen to them when they start shooting their mouths off about politics, because they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, I got you covered on this, Frank. Just hate to, don't mean to interrupt, but I got you covered on this. Rachel Maddow is now saying that if Trump is voted out in 2028, he won't leave office because, you know, he'll have to stay there if he's immune to everything for all the crimes that he'll commit. But I don't know if her producer has to tell her he can't run in 2028.
Rachel Maddow's audience is like 7 people. She's an idiot. I mean, she is a blithering idiot. You know, she doesn't really know anything about politics. She's a sensationalist and a bomb thrower. So anybody still listening to Rachel Maddow, even for entertainment purposes, you got to find something better to do with your time.
Well,
you know, it's like listening to The Morning Joe with Mika. They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Well, I tell you what, Frank, would you like to head over to the telephone line here real quick? We've got a caller who's got a question or comment for you.
Sure.
Okay, we've got Backgammon Bob, who's giving us a call this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. You got a question for Frank?
Yeah, I want to say I totally agree with you, Frank. We have to win back not only the Senate and the House, but in addition, I think, too, that a lot of these people have polluted our local offices, and we need also to win a lot of the local offices as they have infiltrated our local organizations and stuff, and get back to some common sense in local politics.
Oh, absolutely. And starting with the school boards.
Right, that's true.
But that requires people to actually say, I'm going to give up some of my personal time to do my duty to my country, my state, my county, and my town, so that we don't have extremists. And I grew up in a place outside of Chicago called DuPage County, which was the 6th most Republican county in the United States in its heyday back in the 80s and early 90s. When I go home to visit now, it's all blue because nobody took the time to take their turn in government. They just didn't have the
time. Also, we have to police this election coming up, because there can be a lot of shenanigans going on like there was in the last election, too.
Yeah, good point, Backgammon Bob. Well, appreciate it.
Sign up to be an election judge and an election official, but even more important, we've got to win all the races by more than 20 points so the fudge factor doesn't count.
Bingo. See, that's the thing. There's always fraud. That's why it was interesting, during the 2020 issue. No, there's no fraud, but there's always some fraud that goes on.
Absolutely. And in every major blue city, that's where it happens. It doesn't happen in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It happens in Chicago.
Right.
And it always goes one way. So we need to win by more than 3, 5, 7 percentage points. It's going to be 20.
Right.
25, 30. And I believe there's motivation in this general election for that to happen, but that's going to be voter turnout and making sure the people that you talk to about politics get to the damn polls.
Right. Exactly. And I appreciate Backgammon Bob's point about the down-ticket voting. You know, that's the thing. People have to realize that it's not just about voting for somebody who's going to be in the White House in Washington. That doesn't determine everything for the country. You know, you do have to take a look at who's running locally. And I appreciate what he's saying on that, because that's something you've been calling for a very long time.
Well, you have to. I mean, I would care to guess that the overwhelming majority of even people who believe they're aware of in politics can't name the members of their county board.
That's right. That's right. And unfortunately, sometimes it turns out to be like a homeowners association or something where suddenly somebody does something and you go, well, why are they doing that? And then you show up at a meeting and you find out that, well, all these people got on your board and they decided to do something, and now you're kind of powerless to stop it, you know, because you never paid attention. I've seen that happen a lot.
When you are not providing oversight to your government, even in the smallest of purviews, you're delinquent in your duty as a citizen in the United States. It's our job to know what our elected officials are doing so we can call them on the carpet for it. And if you're just running, as the dean of Faber College said to Bluto, if you're just running through life fat, dumb, and stupid, you know, and you don't have a right to complain, and you're also doing a malfeasance towards your neighbors because you're not providing that oversight.
Right. And what was that question to Benjamin Franklin? And the answer was so, you know, prophetic. In such a way, wasn't it?
A woman asked him outside of the Constitutional Convention, what kind of government did you give us, sir? And he said, madam, a republic, if you can keep it.
That's right. How powerful is that? I mean, that resonates since, you know, 1789, basically, or 1787, basically.
Well, yeah. You know, I guess those old white supremacists who came up with the cool rules at the Constitutional Convention kind of knew what they were talking about.
it would seem so, but that's why they have to be destroyed, right? That's why it has to be tear it down systematically, so that any mention of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin only results in, well, they were, you know, like you said, these old white guys who, you know, who had these white supremacist viewpoints or what have you, whatever it might be.
Those slave owners actually believed that rights came from the creator.
Right.
Well, progressives can't have that. Government has to be who bestows rights. Otherwise, they don't have the power that they want.
Well, that's right. Yeah, there has to be some objective authority, and that's who the founders were calling upon on that. You know, this is powerful stuff. This is the stuff that actually changed the world. Now you got people trying to change it back again. I mean, that's what's so infuriating about the whole thing. But Frank Silvato, we appreciate it so much. And do you have any parting comment here, real quick? We just have a few seconds, unfortunately.
Just make sure you pay attention to what's going on in politics from local to national, so you know what's going on and you can actually have a voice that's knowledgeable when it comes down to voting.
Well said. Thanks, Silvato. Have a great weekend. We're going to talk to you again on Monday, my friend.
Stay low.
All right. Frank Silvato, everybody. UndergroundUSA.com. Thanks for the call, Backgammon Bob. And, folks, we're coming right back with Patrick Hyland. He is the host of the Sports Zone.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, Friday edition continues on. Yeah, well, it's Friday, not Monday, but and that's a good thing, isn't it? We've already done Monday this week, and we're ready for Friday. We're ready for the weekend, and we are ready for so much more, and we're ready for Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone, right here on AM 860. The Answer, you can hear Patrick on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Time to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. He is the insurance quarterback as well as host of the Sports Zone. So let's head on over to the telephone line and say good morning to Patrick Hyland. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. Play a little Sugarland. Eric Clapton and Sugarland. I like that you have some diversity in your music, young man.
Hey.
Very nice.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, well, we do get compliments, and I appreciate yours very much. That's right. Yeah, well, we try to mix it up a little bit.
There you go, man. That's what it's all about, you know. Nothing wrong with mixing up. Just don't change it completely like Frank Silvato just said, okay, America? So, wow. I tell you, it's crazy, isn't it, Cal?
Yeah.
Crazy world. But we'll have some fun talking sports right now for a few minutes. Out in Vegas, good old Las Vegas, that is.
Right.
We're going to have the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. But on a serious note, you know what I really dig about that race, Kyle, is that Speedway and that community really does a lot for the kids. They have a Speedway children's charity that they really look out for the kids. And that's what it's all about. That's what people forget about. You know, the money's big, and sometimes it's too big in a lot of people's opinion, but golf, NASCAR, and all the sports, they do give back to the community and give to a lot of charities. And it's funny, some people we pick on in the media and social media and in football games, they give a lot to charity, too. We need to start being a little bit nicer, I think, Cal. You know, it's easy to pick on somebody when they don't do something right, but what about when they do things right? We never talk about those. But let's keep it objective and fair on both sides. You have one little black spot on the paper. Does that mean you can't write on that paper and send a nice letter? I think you can. So, anyway, just
absolutely.
A little philosophy there to start the morning off down here in Tampa Bay, Kyle.
Sure.
So, anyway, man, so that'll be a lot of fun. Basketball and hockey, they're literally getting into full gear now. You know, we'll be talking playoffs April 1st, about a month from now, and then, hey, you know, March Madness. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday, man, we'll have the selection committee. And here in the Tampa Bay area, USF cracked the top 25 in basketball. First time they've done that. So really a cool story down here, Cal, for those kids here at USF. They did great in football about 10 years ago, and now they're doing great in basketball. So it's nice to, you know, rival around the community and the kids in the area to root them on. So,
oh, sure.
We're all happy about that. A lot of other people are, too. So that's what's the main objective, I think, is to get these kids an education, but also to make them feel good. I think this carries on in life for success. When you're successful in one thing, it's amazing how it can lead to other things.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, especially with my kids, you know, seeing what sports was able to do, you know, even if they kind of were playing for fun, you know, they weren't thinking they were going to go and, you know, be a professional athlete or, you know, play in a professional team. It taught them so much about teamwork. It taught them so much also just about resiliency. And sometimes you got a good day, you got a bad day, but you keep coming back and you keep persevering. That's a huge thing.
Said it perfectly, man. And sports is a game of life, man. You have to deal with people on the sports field. You're going to have to deal with people in life. So, you know, act accordingly, act professionally, and do the right thing for the right reasons. You can't go wrong. It gives you a great foundation. You know, I think sports, religion, those are the sort of things in life when you're being raised can give you a foundation for success. So important, man. Mm-hmm. Great point, Scott. Hey, also down here in the great state of Florida, Florida Panthers tied with the Boston Bruins with 84 points each. So, and Lightning are trying to make it happen, but, man, they've just fallen a little short lately. But hopefully they'll rebound and make it happen. It was a great game last night, final in overtime. The Sabres beat them 3-2. And Buffalo's a good team, too. But Tampa Bay is better on paper than they are, but they're not getting it done on the ice. And it's great to look good on paper, but you have to get it done. But this is a resilient team, what you were just speaking about. And if they can find a way to get into the playoffs and get on a run, and if the goalkeeper can make it happen, they could go far. But it's looking like an uphill battle right now. But I'll tell you, they have one of the best coaches in the National Hockey League, John Cooper. You know, people don't know this, Cal, but he's an attorney also, very smart. He studied psychology also, and he loves the game of hockey. That's a heck of a combination. You know, you can get into a guy's head analytically or philosophically, you can really put a great team together. And that's what John's done. So kudos to John Cooper for the great years they've had, and hopefully this will be another one for him. So wanted to share that with the audience also. Little NBA action. The Magic are better this year, Kyle, here in Florida. So that's kind of nice to see them doing better. You know, you always just want your team to be, like we talked about the other day, just be competitive in this game. But if the Magic, you know, for them to, you know, be 34-26, very impressive. They're 7-3 their last 10 games. Kudos to them. But Boston's the team to beat, Cal. 46 wins, only 12 losses. It's pretty impressive. And they're 9-1. They're getting into that role into the playoff season. Now, your neck of the woods, okay, You know, the closest team to you looking good is probably the Phoenix Suns. So they're 35 wins. So they'll make the playoffs too. The Lakers and the Kings are battling for that 8th spot. So we'll see who gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen? Lakers, people don't realize, have been playing better. They're 7-3 their last 10. And so are the Warriors. It's funny how the Lakers and Warriors, right come March, are right there in the hunt. And then for some reason, they get that extra juice in March and April and May. And one of them always seems to get to the playoffs and do a decent job. So we'll keep an eye out for that, Cal, to say the least.
Indeed. Hey, what do you think about the secret marriage of Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah, man, I'm hoping he's going to do well. I'm sad that he hurt his arm the way he did, because it's nice to see that pitch and hit like he was doing. And, you know, he was the modern-day Babe Ruth there for a while. So we'll see. I think he'll do decent. You know, two reasons. We spoke about this before, too. You know, it's not like he's traveling across country to a new city, new team, new atmosphere. He's familiar with California. It's, you know, a little freeway jaunt for him. And that's a nice ballpark to hit in, too, I believe. So I think he'll find it nice there, too. Angel Stadium's a nice park, too. The three stadiums, I mean, Dodger Stadium and Angels and also Arizona, what a pretty place. That's really a cool backdrop they have with there with the Diamondbacks.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
You know, and they're really in full gear here for spring training. Everybody's going to be getting involved in fantasy baseball here real soon. And it's a lot of fun to draft these guys and see how they do for you during the year and see if you make the right picks and the right, you know, pickups and the right trades. And people get a kick out of that. And it is fun. I enjoy it myself. Give a little hobby, you know, just to have some fun and take you away from this crazy world of ours and just enjoy life. And you need that. You know, you need to have a plan to, you know, do your work because it's important, obviously. That's how our society works. And also, it shows that you're a productive person in society and you can move forward and help people out like I do every day. And I enjoy it, and it's a pleasure. And anybody listening that I can help out with your financial or insurance needs, I save people money all the time. If you give me a call, you're going to be pleasantly surprised that I'm going to save you a couple dollars or get you better benefits for the same amount of money you're spending and probably a better plan in general with a better insurance company so you have peace of mind and security. But you have to do it the right way, Kyle.
That's right.
You have to plan for it. You have to get legal. You have to get to your risk tolerance and your financial tolerance. You know, I don't want people spending their last dime on a financial plan or an insurance plan. I don't agree with that. You have to give yourself some leeway. So I'm the type of guy who's going to coach you, help you, and get you to make the right decisions and make you understand what's going on. And you're going to make the right calls, and you're going to be happy with what you do. I can guarantee you that. So please feel free to call me, Patrick Hyland, at 813-966-1052. And we will talk Monday, Cal. God bless you, and talk about what happened in the way of sports over the weekend. Thanks, Cal.
Hey, thank you, Patrick. God bless as well. Take care. We'll talk to you on Monday. Patrick Hyland, everybody. And, folks, it's been a great show this morning. Thank you for being there. Thank you for listening. And we will see you on the weekend edition bright and early, and then right back here Monday morning as well. Take care out there. Make it a great day.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.